This is The Money Show. The Money Show. Money Show. With Jim Newman, the trading tutor.
Sad morning this morning because we're wrapping up The Money Show. So for the last time, good morning, Jim Newman.
Morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Well, thank you.
Well, let's get straight into it. Let's have a look at the money report. The money report and the market report.
Well, as you're well aware, Eddie, it was a relatively quiet week on Wall Street. The SPX, which is the S&P 500, opened the week on its 24th all-time record high.
Closing high,
24 times this year in the first half of the year that it's closed its closing high higher than the previous record.
Sure.
However, the market dropped away over the remaining 4 days remaining 4 days to finish the week up 5 points. So we still finished in positive territory, 2 positive days and 3 negative days.
Once again, is that the Trump effect?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it's the Trump effect. There is a number of things going there, and probably the thing that really bit into it early in the week was oil. Towards the end of the week, people started to realise that it's not oil that's really affecting the market.
Well, they slowed the oil production, haven't they?
They have slowed the oil production, yes. Yeah. So it's not the oil, it's the main problem. But there are a few other little things out there, you know, the economics and these sort of things on the market. Mm-hmm. But look, it's a beautiful market, Eddie. It's moving sideways. There was three opportunities there to get into our system through the week, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
If we'd had 5 up days, you know, everybody would be complaining because it makes it hard to get in when the market's rising. So
hey, it's good for me. I'm already in. I want to get out.
Yeah, and you know, I've got most of those trades. We talk about trade of the week.
Yes.
They all come out on that high day through the week. They were good. As a matter of fact, as I reported last week, the big one that I did, which was a rather unique trade, because we only had we actually did it with $7,000 instead of the usual $10,000 that we do.
Hmm.
We were able to do it with $7,000, so which meant I spent $30,000 less doing that trade than you normally would, and there was a lot more profit in it. And that one came out with a extra bonus. Not only did we have 61 days bonus, so the quicker you get out of the trade, the bigger the bonus you've got, because you've got 60 days then to reuse.
Yeah, time bonus.
Yeah, time bonus, which ends up in a money bonus.
9654221 is the number to call for Jim Newman and the Indextra Institute. If you want to learn to trade the Indextra way, give Jim a call. Let's get straight into the topic of the week, James, which is learn from someone successful.
Exactly. Now, if you're going to do something like trading or investing and those sort of things, you want to learn from somebody successful. Now, I think I've been pretty successful over the years. This is our 20th year.
Yeah, you've done all right.
This is our 20th year, and we've got a lot of people that are out there that have been with us almost that time, and they've done exceptionally well during those times as well. So, you know, the average usually that somebody gets in their first year when they start with us is somewhere around 16 to 20%
sure.
in their first year. They do somewhere between 7 and 10 trades during that time. So, therefore, if you leverage off and get the leverage from a system that's out there that's proven and is working and is making money, that's why I say learn from somebody successful. Now, this was developed purely and simply for a niche that I saw in the marketplace, and that's where we see that the brokerage for the brokers was coming down. They were getting squeezed, and therefore there was an opportunity. There's no room there like you used to do when I was broking. You had time. The brokerage was high. You had time to find somebody off the street, if you like, but not quite off the street. You got them out of the registers, and they were small investors, and you could take the time and teach them and nurture them and bring them up to, you know, be profitable traders with your help. Now, as brokerage got cut, of course, it never left me enough time or other brokers enough time to do that. So you really got to know what you're doing before you go to the broker. So that's where I sit in between the broker and the client. Mm. I teach the client to trade profitably, and then we join them up with the broker. Brokers who have people that haven't met up with me from time to time, they may not be trading successfully, and therefore they refer them to me. I teach them a system or a strategy to trade based on risk, and then when they're trading profitably, we send them back to the broker and they go on from there.
So how would you sum up a trading style?
A trading style really is individuals develop their own trading style within the strategies what I teach them. So a trading style
is the person
who finds a way that they like to trade using our strategy. Now, some people say, I'm going to stay right down in that low risk range, you know, which is, I like to talk, you know, low is really 1 to 10% risk. Mm. Low risk is 10 to 15.99%, and medium and high go on from there.
Yep.
So people who say, okay, I'm a low risk trader, I want to stay down in this area, then we've got to look at a way to teach them how to get more trades on, how to get the best benefit out of their trades. So I quite often talk about, let's split your trading money into four, so that you've got three sectors and you've got Murphy.
Yes.
And the whole idea with Murphy's law is there'll be a better trade tomorrow after you've put it on.
Yep.
So therefore, if we always keep some money in the Murphy trade, then once you've committed the other three trades, you've got them filled, then we can apply the greed factor to Murphy. In other words, we're going to work these. We're not going to increase the risk. We're just going to keep pushing the price up.
We could call that the have-a-go trade.
Yeah, sure, and that's a good, Eddie, you know, have a go. Like I've said before, let's sit in the market, not sit out of the market. Mm. What a lot of people used to do, not so much now, they used to sit out of the market waiting for that boomer trade to come along.
Yeah.
No, sit in the market and wait in the market. What's that mean? Put your money into a trade and sit in there and wait for the boomer trade, because then you get it as it happens.
This is The Money Show. 9654221 is the number to call for Jim Newman and the Indextra Institute.
This is The Money Show. The Money Show. The Money Show. With Jim Newman, the trading tutor.
James, we continue. Now, there's an old saying, penny wise, dollar foolish. You might want to explain that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people aren't prepared to spend money to wise up. In other words, spend money on education.
On themselves.
On themselves, yeah. And they continue to trade and they lose far more than they would have spent on their education.
Mm.
And that's the most important thing. That's why I said that the topic is learn from somebody who is successful and got a proven system. And that's what I teach people. I like to see people become successful. Nothing gives you greater pleasure than having somebody who's never traded before, got no idea, and taking them from no idea through to having an idea of what they're doing, but more particularly making better money than what their superannuation fund's making, making better money than their managed investments, and definitely better money than what we're getting in the bank.
Sure.
So when we look at that 1% risk, we're looking to make sure that when we do put that trade on at that 1% risk, that we're going to earn better than what you're going to get in the bank.
Yep.
So that means in the bank, you've got no risk up to $250,000. You can't lose your money.
Yep.
In this particular case, you're taking 1% risk. It means there's a 1% probability of loss of some of your trading capital, but there's a 99% probability of making a profit.
Mm.
So that's what we're looking at. We're always measure back against the banks again. So learning to trading strategies for the rising and falling market is fairly simple, but for that sideway moving market, people forget about it. But 70 to 80% of the time, statistics show us, markets move sideways. That means they go up a little bit, they come down a little bit. They go up a little bit, they come down a little bit. At the end of the year, when you look at what have you made, you've made nothing. Chances are your shares might have gone up 3 or 4 cents or 3 or 4% or something like that. Whereas in the sideway moving market, we're making money all the time as we go through there.
Yes.
We provide solid risk analysis parameters, like I just mentioned before. We like to have people find their own comfort zone. So during that trading training period, we are trading the live market on paper, and people are experimenting with the different risk levels. So we generally run a low risk, a medium risk, and a high risk, so that people can get a bit of an idea of the risk they're making. Sometimes people look at it and say, well, gee, there's not a great deal of difference between 5% and 8%. So why would I bother going to 8% for a few extra dollars? Okay, we'll stay at the 5%. And then we might look and say, there's not a great deal of difference between 3% and 5% today.
Yeah.
Then do the 3% trade. Quite often we'll find that a trade with 5% in it has got the same money as what a trade with 4.5% in, or 3% with a trade with 2.5, or 2 with a trade with 1.5. So if you spend that little bit extra time and look around, you'll find there's some very good opportunities there. Now, opportunities are created by professional traders' needs.
Yep.
So therefore, we all have a need in this day and age. And I hear people saying time and time again, oh, we've got to wait till we're 70 now to retire. No, that's if you want to retire on the age pension. You've got to work through 70 years of age. You can retire any time you like, providing you've got sufficient capital to fund your lifestyle. What we want to do is we want to get people, you know, in their mid-40s, say, where we're starting to think about retirement and starting to get to that stage where you could get made redundant, and therefore we want to give you the confidence that you can generate an income.
Well, so, I turned 50 this year and I've started thinking about retirement, hence me doing the Indextra system.
Yeah, and you're getting confidence by building your trading capital up. So in your first year, Eddie, you made just on 20%.
I did.
And, you know, that's very good. So what we're going to do now, based on that experience and more experience and
well,
changing
I'm compounding.
Markets,
yeah.
You're going to compound. compound in this year, and you're going to make better profits than that. Now, the Indextra introductory sessions are a demonstration of what to look for, what we do, how we do it, and so forth, and more particularly to try it in the live market.
Yes.
You know, so you go away, use our exclusive software, and our software is all about analysing the risk, making sure that we analyse the risk. Now, you've got to learn to spot the best entries and exits for maximum reward. So in our daily report, you'll see on the chart, or people see on the chart, the best spots where we could have got out during the trade, where we could have got in during the trade. So rather than sit outside the market waiting for those things to occur, you're sitting in the market taking advantage of those things. Learn trades not to trade.
Yep.
And trades to trade.
This is The Money Show, back shortly.
This is The Money Show. The Money Show. Money Show. With Jim Newman, the trading tutor.
James, we continue.
Just continuing on from there, is I mentioned before, is learn to focus on the trades not to do and the trades to do.
Yep.
Learn to focus for early entries and those ones that you might stay a little bit longer in.
Yes.
So we always try and get out quicker, but sometimes if there's nothing there worthwhile, why get out quicker and leave some money on the table? So we need to do that. Now, Indextra is an exclusive method of trading which focuses on gapping indices. So we trade the indices. Our method is proprietary and time-tested, and it's been serving intraday traders since 1998. So we're right in the start of that 20th year as of this month, I think around about the 14th of the month.
And James, I need to apologise now because I've lost it again. So can I do it? Can I sing it, please?
Oh, couldn't you sing can, it? Can the I last sing it? Show, Eddie, by all means, sing.
Da 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 da. Sorry. Here's Jim's law.
Okay.
Please continue.
My law for this week and for continuing the future is let others lead small lives, but not you.
Okay.
Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others leave their future in somebody else's hands, but not you. I see time and time again where people are leaving their superannuation to somebody to manage for them. Now, in that case, we see where they go into a managed fund and then they give it to their financial planner to manage the manager. And I mean, all that's doing is doubling up fees and we're not really getting anywhere. When I say let others argue over small things, but not you. So a lot of people say, oh, it's only a 3% return. It's not worth worrying about. But really, that's 3% without compounding it. So therefore, when you look at that 3% earning on top of the 3% earning on top of the 3%, it's a bit like the old saying is, what would you rather do? Earn $30 an hour for 7 days a week for 30 days or for a month? Or would you prefer to earn 1 cent doubling up every hour for 30 days?
I'll go the 1 cent, thanks.
Exactly. It comes out somewhere around about $3 or $4 million.
Yes.
You know, compared to whatever you might work over the month. So that's what I'm saying. Let others argue over small things, but not you. So if we take that small thing and we keep on compounding it back in again, so therefore if we do 10 trades at 2% per trade, and you leave 80% of your money in the bank, just on that basis at 2% per trade, you can increase your overall return by 20% or more. So if we're talking about the current interest rates in the bank today, you're more like 40%, you can increase your return. That's leaving 80% in your comfort zone and taking 20% and learning to trade with it and just doing 10 trades a year at 2% simple interest per trade, you'll outperform the market by up to 20%.
And to trade the Indextra way, give Jim a call. 9654-2211 is the number.
The quote of the week that I leave you with.
Oh, now, hang on. Before we get to the quote of the week, there was the last line of that Jim's law as well. Let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you.
That's what I was talking about, leaving with a financial planner. You've got a superannuation fund that's being managed.
Sorry, I'm with you.
Industry fund, and then people hand it on because it's got where you can move part of your capital around in the market, out of the market, that sort of thing. They give it to somebody else to do it, and of course they charge fees. That's why I say don't do that. Don't leave it to somebody else. Learn how to do it yourself.
Sure.
Cut out that middleman.
Yep. The quote of the week, please.
Okay, the quote of the rest of the year is, for wealth to enter your pocket, knowledge needs to enter your head.
Oh, absolutely.
For wealth to enter your pocket, Knowledge needs to enter your head. I can give you that knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
That's exactly right. And knowledge makes money. And that's the whole thing that we need to do, is we learn to make money ourselves, so that when we do retire, we're going to be in control of our own destiny. Now, remember, people are getting sucked in by this, not the retirement age going to 70. The retirement age is not going to 70. Over the next couple of years, the retirement age to qualify for the age pension is moving out to 70 years of age. You can retire when you've got enough money to retire on. Come to me. I'll teach you how to do this. The quicker you start, the bigger you're going to build that lump sum up, and the better income you're going to make with the more comfort.
9654221, the number to call for the two intro sessions, James. Correct.
That's right.
Which are? Tell me about the intro sessions
very
quickly.
The intro sessions are 90 minutes each.
Yes.
They're a week apart. The first intro session, we're going to do an overview of what we do. Then we're going to set up a trade using our software to show you how to do it. You're then going to go away using our software for the next 7 days and follow that trade. You'll then come back, and they're 7 days apart. 10 days is too long. 7 days is just nice. Mm-hmm. 5 days is too short. So we need that period in between. So come along and do that. And the thing is, listen to our blog on the website, indexra.net, so that people can go and have a listen to it there as well from here on in. But come in, have a look at it, and see what we're doing.
9654221, James, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been The Money Show.
The Money Show with Jim Newman, the trading tutor.
Classic Rock Radio.